my dear friends in Christ. Today, on this third Sunday in Lent, we have a number of different things that we could possibly meditate upon. But one of the things that we read in today's Gospel is an incident in which our Divine Lord cast out a devil from a young man. And one of the lessons that I wanted to focus from this Gospel story is the warning about the danger of relapsing into sin. And we have placed before us the account of a young man who was cleansed from an unclean spirit. And after having been cleansed, he wandered for a while and then fell again into a worse state than he was originally. And in a spiritual sense, this is the state of this describes the state of a soul which has been purified by the grace of Almighty God, but has fallen back again into sin. And when we consider this, we can definitely see how often this has been the case with us individually. How many of us have been forgiven by Almighty God through the sacrament of confession, yet after having received his forgiveness, we fall right back into our evil ways very soon after having gone to confession. So this Gospel reminds us, and it is a good reminder to us, that we should not abuse the mercy and the goodness of Almighty God. Now there are four consequences that are had or that can occur when one frequently repeats and relapses into the same sins. The first thing that happens is that we lose the fear of Almighty God. And that is because we begin to minimize the grievousness of sin. We are so often committing the sin that we don't think it's a big deal anymore. And we think that we can just go to confession right away, or we can go to confession and commit the sin and we'll be fine. And we begin to lose that fear of God, which is a gift and a fruit of the Holy Ghost. The second thing that happens is that we begin to form a habit. We know that we are creatures of habit, and we know that it's very easy for us to commit a sin, but it's very difficult for us to get rid of a habit of sin. So when we repeat a sin very frequently, very often, we form a habit of sin, and it's very hard for us to get rid ourselves of a habit of sin. The third effect of frequent repetitions of sin is that we have impenitence, which means that there's the failure to be truly sorry for our sins, that we lack a firm purpose of amendment. And lastly, the fourth consequence is that our hearts become hardened and we become indifferent to virtue. It is hard for our hearts to be moved, and the thoughts of heaven, of hell, of judgment, of punishment, don't really make any effect upon our hearts. It doesn't move us at all, and we become hardened, we become indifferent in our sin. So these are the four things that can happen when we frequently repeat the same sins and relapse into the same sins without really giving an effort. Now there's a distinction to be made here. And that is when we are trying. It's one thing when we are trying, it's another thing when we don't put any effort, when we really don't care. Now the thing is that very often it happens that when we're trying to be good, when we're trying to overcome sin in our life, what happens? The devil attacks us all the more. The devil really works on us, and we see ourselves maybe tempted in a very more grievous way, we're tempted in a stronger way. Now, this is a tool that the devil tries to use to get us discouraged, to get us to give up. Because if we get discouraged because we think to ourselves, well, here I am trying to be good, trying to overcome sin, and now I'm being tempted all the harder. What's the point? Look at how weak I am. And the devil uses that to get us to give up. Now, we should be aware, and we should be ready for that struggle, for that fight, that if we're trying to be good, we're trying to overcome sin, expect it. The devil is going to try to work on us all the harder. And think about this. The devil has been at his job. He's been doing his work of trying to lead souls to hell for many, many a year. He knows fallen human nature, and he studies each and every one of us individually. So he knows our weaknesses. He knows where our weaknesses lie. And that is where he's going to attack us. And that is where he's going to work at. And that's where we can't be discouraged and we can't be surprised when there is that struggle, when we have to put up that that fight and when it is very difficult at times. So that is where we have all the means necessary to overcome this battle, to overcome Satan in this struggle. And one of the things that we have is prayer. And I wanted to encourage all of us here to have recourse to what is called mental prayer. We know there are two types of prayer. We have vocal prayer and we have mental prayer. Vocal prayer is when we say prayers out loud, at the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, the Apostles' Creed. Now, mental prayer is simply what I would consider a heart-to-heart talk with Almighty God. It's a simple conversation, a thought, like I said, necessarily saying any words, but just in our minds, placing ourselves in the presence of God, and just, like I said, talking to Him, and like I said, in our minds. And that is what is called mental prayer. Now, this is something that can be very easily incorporated into our spiritual lives. I like to recommend just spending 5 to 10 minutes of your day, whether it be in the morning or at night, take out your crucifix, look at the Lord upon the cross, and just talk to Him. Just say, Dear Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I need your help in this area, or I have this struggle, I have this care, I have this concern. I need your assistance. Please look out for my family, etc. And just really, like I said, having a heart-to-heart conversation with Almighty God. And 5 to 10 minutes, it can be in the morning before heading to work, or it can be at nighttime before going to bed. But spend some time in mental prayer in that conversation with Almighty God. Like I said, it doesn't have to be a particular set of prayers, but just, like I said, anything from your heart. And St. Alphonsus Liguori says that if we wish to save our souls, if we wish to stay out of sin, mental prayer is a necessity. And St. Teresa of Avila also said that if we neglect mental prayer, we do not need the devil to lead us to hell, because we drag ourselves there by not having recourse to prayer. And so that just really makes the point that prayer is essential, not only in time of temptation, but even when we're not tempted, making sure that we unite ourselves with God, that we communicate with Him, and that we're on the same page with God. That's really important, especially parents, husband and wife, so you know how important communication is in your relationship, that you need to have conversation, you need to be on the same page, because otherwise there's going to be discord, there's going to be frustration, there's going to be a lot of anger, and it's not going to be a happy marriage. That's where communication is vital. And that is the same in our relationship with God. We need to communicate with Him, because if we do not communicate, we're not going to be on the same page. And there's going to be that disconnect with Almighty God. So as we think about this, this is just one of the basics of the spiritual life, is prayer. And so making sure that we have prayer in our day-to-day lives, that we are not neglecting prayer, that, like I said, we're making that a part of our basic spiritual routine. And when we think about this, we know that our Lord tells us that he who is not with me is against me. And in our day and age, I'm really convinced that the line is being drawn very clearly. We are either with God or we are against God. And we cannot be with God and part of the world. We are either with God or we are of the world. And I believe the wheat and the chaff are being separated in our day and age. And we can't be afraid to stand up for our faith. We can't be afraid to practice and to live our Catholic faith day in and day out. That is one of the things that we are called upon. And it's one of the things that the decision falls upon your shoulders. I can exhort you to lead a good life, but I cannot force you. That decision falls upon your shoulders. I cannot force you to stay out of sin. That decision falls upon you. You have to make that decision to practice your faith, to stay out of sin, to say your prayers every day. These are things that no one can force you to do. Those decisions come from you. And we have to be able to make that decision and make that choice for God, that I am with God and that I am with Him. Because if we're not with Him, we're against Him. It's very clear. And so it is that, especially in our day and age, very vital and very important for us to have a strong spiritual life, to have a strong faith, because if persecution were to arise, very easily, if we don't have a strong faith, we could fall by the wayside and deny our faith. What a tragedy that would be. And don't put it past what's going on in our society. We shouldn't be, you know, fearful in this or that, but we should look at things realistically. Very well could happen that this, what is going on in our society right now, this fear about the coronavirus and how churches are closing down, and how the government is mandating that churches do not have public worship, this very easily could lead to something even more, where it's banned altogether. It's not allowed, not just for a month or 2 months, but indefinitely. And that is something that we should reflect upon, and not to be afraid, but to realize, okay, I need to appreciate what I have. I need to be living my faith. I need to have a strong faith. Because if persecution were to arise, would I persevere or would I fall away? And that is something to reflect, and not to be, like I said, fearful, but it's a reminder to us to live in a state of grace, to live our faith, and to strive to strengthen our faith as time goes on. Because that is one of the things that will decide whether we're with Christ or against Him. And just one final note that I wanted to make, and that is just an example from the lives of the saints. And this is the example of St. Justina. Now, St. Justina was an early Christian, and a very upright and very good Christian. She was a young lady, very pious and very holy. But it was very interesting because during her lifetime, there was a period of time where she was being attacked by the devil. And it was because there was a young man who was in love with her. It was a very lustful love. But this young man had invoked the power of the devil over Justina. So the devil would not leave Justina alone. It was always attacking her with these very severe, very horrific temptations. But St. Justina persevered. She was not overcome, but she persevered in praying her prayers, and especially in time of temptation, she made the sign of the cross, and she persevered. She did not give up. And even though the devil is very persistent in his attacks, but it's very interesting and very beautiful because she ended up converting that young man to the Catholic faith. And this young man's name was Cyprian, and they're both listed as saints in the calendar of the church on September 26th. We celebrate the feast of Saints Cyprian and Justina, but that was her battle. She overcame Satan, and she was not overcome by evil, but she overcame evil by good. So the evil that we see around us, we cannot be overcome by that, but we have to overcome that evil with good, as we read in Scripture. And that is the living of our Catholic faith, the living of the life of prayer, a life in union with God. So a very beautiful little story here from the lives of the saints, and a beautiful reminder to us of the importance of not being overcome by evil, but overcoming evil with good. So on this Sunday, as we reflect upon the gospel story where our Lord cleansed that young man, and yet he fell into his feet worse than the first state, it's a reminder to us to not become callous to sin, to make sure that we are aware of striving to make that effort to overcome sin in our life. And that is the season of Lent. That is the focus of gaining that mastery over our fallen human nature, of overcoming sin, of making spiritual progress. So let us thank the good Lord for his many lessons that he gives to us. And let us persevere in the practice of our faith, and especially to make sure that we have a strong, solid spiritual life, especially making sure we're saying our prayers every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.